This audio is brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your location agent and good neighbour.
Which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening and welcome everybody. Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get approval of the minutes of February 6, 2024, regular meeting minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Enter to a public hearing for liquor license transfer, Papavino's LLC, DBA Papavino's, to Albino Cortez Cruz, LLC, DBA Papavino's Restaurant, located at 343 North Main Street. Is there any public comment? Any public comment? Public comment. Hearing none. Close public hearing. On to new business. Can I get a motion to approve the liquor license transfer for Papavino's LLC, DBA Papavino's, to Albino Cortez Cruz, LLC, DBA Papavino's Restaurant, located at 343 North Main.
Move to approve the liquor license transfer.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Next item on the agenda is Resolution 1476, a resolution determining the amount of optional 1% of taxes to be allocated for organizations not directly managed by the City of Buffalo, Wyoming, or a joint powers board of which the City of Buffalo, Wyoming is considered a member to be used for expenses in fiscal year ending June 30th, 2024. Right now, Council, we have that set at $250,000.
How does that compare to last year?
Last year, I think we did 210,000 okay. Last year, so 40,000 more than last year. Can I get a motion to approve Resolution 1476?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Resolution 1476 passes. Animal care provider agreement, I had this one placed on the agenda. Obviously, at our last meeting, there was definitely some concerns on the animal care provider agreement, and I wanted to bring it back to the council for discussion. I do believe our attorney has some comments as well.
Mayor, City Council, I've sent to you a letter dated February 8th concerning the contract with Buffalo Kennel Club. And I want to just review for a minute what happened. On that day, I had received an email from Terry Acey to review this contract, which I assumed was behalf of the city, not on his behalf, and I approved it. I did not know that Terry had an interest in the Buffalo Kennel Club, and I did not check, so that one's on me. Could have researched that with a little due diligence. So I apologize for not exercising that diligence and determining that Terry was the owner of the Buffalo Kennel Club. During the meeting, I think Councilman Camino asked me if I approved the contract, and I did. And just prior to standard attention right now.
I'm probably sorry.
Wow.
I did not shut up. I'm sorry.
That's all right. And right before the meeting, I think Chief Bissett came up to ask a question, and I realized at that point in time that Terry had an interest in bubble gum club. And during the meeting, Councilman Camino asked if I'd approve the contract. I did. So there were two red flags that I let slip by. One was that Terry sent me the contract for review and not Julie, although I do review things for Terry. Thought that when the council was presented with the contract, that it should have advised the council that we needed more time to review the background of Buffalo Kennel Club. I think it's clear under Wyoming state law that the contract is void, that it's not possible for an employee to contract the city for the procurement of services, as I explained in my letter, and that it is void. I think the council needs to put out a request for proposals for some other solution to handling the dogs that the police have to deal with, and hopefully we can reach a satisfactory resolution with another entity. And I apologize for putting you in a position where you've had so much bad publicity when really the burden should fall on me and not you for that. So I apologize for that. And better next time.
What should be our steps in as far as next? What do you recommend we start with? And what do we?
Well, I think you could put out a request for proposals for entities.
Like we did before.
Yeah, I understand that, Julia, correct me, that you sent out some requests.
Eight
requests, and I haven't seen the response to all those. I don't know if anybody responded.
But there were two.
Two.
But
and St. Francis has published a letter, I think, to what they could do at their facility as well.
Okay. What are we doing in the meantime, then?
Well, I don't know.
Dennis, do we need to take action to rescind the current agreement to this evening's meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
If that's what the council wants to do.
Mr. Kerlin, I have a question for you. There's a second part of that statute that reads if they know and they knew it was me that you can contract to, it'd be no different than when we contracted Mr. Matson to do the remodel on the City of Buffalo, City Hall.
There's a different statute, and I looked at that question.
Uh-huh.
51-127, which is what you're referring to, talks about a 3/4 vote of the council. They can approve items where there's an interest in the governing body. That statute only applies to members of the governing body. It does not apply to city employees. That's the difference. Because I assume, too, that if the council voted 3/4 to approve it, you could do it. But that's only if there's an interest of a city council person,
yeah,
not a city employee.
Thank you. I'd like to extend our sincere apologies to Terry and Buffalo Kennel Club and to the chief. Sorry to put you back in this situation. And I'd also like to ask that we publish in the newspaper anyone interested in this said contract, and that it is not a contract for all stray animals in the City of Buffalo. It's for those picked up by the police or any dogs that are picked up during a police procedure. That's the contract. So with that in mind, I move that we void and null our contract with Buffalo Kennel Club. Rescind.
I'll second that. I have a motion and a second.
And then there's a separate motion for advertising for new interests
to also advertise for other interests.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, and then maybe the attorney and Julie can get together sometime and come up with a correct procedure, you know, verbiage and stuff. That sounds good to me.
And a motion and a second. Just to be clear, the motion is to rescind the current contract and advertise for request for proposals moving forward. Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? There it is. Reports, Mr. Kirby.
No further reports.
Yeah. Chairman Easy, the building.
Mayor, Council, I guess just one update. The Department of Commerce in U.S. Census Bureau has asked me to update our boundaries. Basically, every year they go through and ask for that. So just kind of want to point out that this is where our GIS also comes in very handy, because it ends up being more of a simple send some shape files. They used to send maps, paper maps, and we would basically draw them and then ship them back, and that's how we would update the town's boundaries and stuff like that. So this is going to work pretty good in the future. We actually ran into a problem with their software. We sat down with our GIS specialist, Manny, at Interstate, because it was supposed to be something as simple as pushing a button and sending a shape file. And we kept trying to do that on their website, and it wasn't allowing us, so we had to get in and actually call them and be, and they actually found some problems inside of their own software. So they're going to come out with a new update for their site, and once that happens, we'll be able to just click of a mouse and send them that updated information. So just another thing proved handy to have that GIS system up and running. Other than that, sounds like there's going to be some commercial building going on this summer. Have received applications from Dollar General, official building permit applications. So there you go, and it sounds like I'll be receiving some applications from Loves here in the next couple weeks, few weeks. So probably be a busy summer building, it sounds like.
So I got residential.
Residential's a little slow right now.
It's slow.
Yeah, it's slow.
Interest rates.
There's a lot of play on that one. We've got some developers coming and talking and thinking and maybe doing something, so we'll see what happens there. Good. Thanks,
Dave. Chief Bissette. And Chief, while you're coming up, I want to thank you, your department, dispatch, the sheriff's department, for what you've done to help Sheridan County and the city of Sheridan. I know it's really close to home, and I appreciate everything that you and your troops, yeah, the boots on the ground, and the communications folks have done to help the city of Sheridan, and it's commendable. And
I appreciate that. And so with that, you're going to have to bear with me on this. It's going to be difficult, but Mayor, Council, first and foremost, I'd like to pass on our deepest condolences to the family of a fallen hero, Sheridan Police Sergeant Nevada Krenke, who bravely gave his life in the line of duty on February 13th, 2024. The line of duty death of a law enforcement officer is always a devastating and heart-wrenching event. The sacrifice and dedication of individuals like Sergeant Krenke are deeply appreciated by their communities throughout this great state. As the city of Buffalo continues to mourn his loss, it is important for our community to come together in support of Sergeant Krenke's family, friends, and colleagues. They will need all the support they can get during this difficult time. The thin blue line represents the law enforcement community and symbolizes the officers who stand between order and chaos, often putting their lives at risk to protect others. It's a reminder of the sacrifices made by those in law enforcement every day. This is also the harsh reality that the evil exists even in our sleepy little towns. But I am here to tell you the men and women of the Buffalo Police Department are here to hold and defend that line at all costs. For those of us who continue to work and live in the city of Buffalo, it's crucial to remember the importance of their service and commitment to maintaining the safety and well-being of our community. They carry on the legacy of Sergeant Krinke and others who have made the ultimate sacrifice. For blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Council, I have no report. That's a lot to think about.
Are there any oral or written comments? Hearing none, announcements. I would like to add that the thoughts, prayers, and well wishes go from the city of Buffalo to the city of Sheridan. Can't imagine getting that phone call. Other announcements. Planning and Zoning Board meeting, February 27th at 1 p.m. Department Head meeting, March 5th at 7 a.m. City County meeting, March 19th at 7 a.m. City Council meetings, March 5th and 19th at 5 p.m. WAM Winter Conference, February 21st through the 23rd in Cheyenne, and 1% application deadlines, February 23rd at 5 p.m. With that, can I get a motion to approve the bills as presented?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion, second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get a motion to adjourn?
I so moved.
Second.
Motion, second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
This audio was brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your location agent and good neighbor.